Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. You're going to be glad you did, because Sam Norwood is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. He is senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time. And as I told you earlier in the hour, Sam is the guy who has like 600 plus business partners around the country who are CFOs and CIOs, chief information officers, who are out in the marketplace doing business, running companies. And they're experiencing the same things you and I are experiencing. The only thing is when you and I experience it, we just kind of get to keep it to ourselves, don't we? But Sam says, hey, guys, you can't do that. You got to tell me what's going on. And he goes out and he polls these guys and these men and these women, and he asks them, tell us the news. What's happening? How are sales? How are profits? How much capital are you spending? How are you hiring? You know, that kind of thing. And they get back to him with the information. He compiles it into a report. He gives it to us once a month. He's here to do that right now. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, pleasure to be back, Jim. It's great to be with you, and it's interesting when you, as an individual business person, you're mentioning, well, things are either up or down, or we think things are going to get better or worse, but when we poll our now 700-plus professionals and get their opinion and give this report, it helps to know whether you are, in your individual experience, consistent with or different from what's going on with a lot of other people. And to some degree, it helps to either have that comfort or wonder if something's different about your business, which, you know, obviously it is to some degree. But it helps, I think, to get perspective on what's going on. And we do it only for the very near term. We look back 30 days and forward 60 days and ask questions of our people who are out there where the rubber meets the road, helping businesses, running businesses and running aspects of businesses on an outsourced basis, what's going on as they see it. When we compile this, it gives the stuff that goes into our report.
Well, one of the things that that I think this is helpful to me for, and I hope that it's helpful to our audience, is that when we're in our, you know, when we're in our little hometowns and we're running our businesses and we wonder if things are, you know, how things are going with other people, we go to a chamber meeting or we see a buddy at lunch or whatever, or we talk to customers or whatever, and we hear, you know, we say, how are things going? And they say, oh, you know, well, you know, if you can find an honest person, they'll tell you the truth. Some people, as you know, Sam, will tell you that things are going great even when they're not. So you don't always know whether to believe them, you know, in that way. But also, that's just the local perspective. And as we know, Sam, we not only don't live in a local economy or a regional economy or a national economy. We live in a global economy. And so it's more important every day for small business owners to raise their vision, to raise their eyes a little bit farther on the horizon, to see what's coming at them at light speed from other parts of the country. And I like hearing what other people have to say, even, Sam, if, like this month, the news is not great.
Well, the news is not great, but it's not bad. I mean, it's right now we're sort of in a mixed period. If we look back, there have been times when everything is consistently good or things are consistently bad. Right now, we've got some good and some bad, and we'll talk about the specifics in a few minutes. But we're sort of at a crux where it becomes even more important than at other times to be attuned to how our environment, our business environment, is shaping up.
Well, and the You know, I wonder, one of the things I wonder about Sam is, and I know your guys aren't doing this. I don't think they are, but you know, I wonder if some of the things people, you know, when we talk, I was saying the news is not good, and you were saying you were sort of agreeing with me. You know, I believe very strongly in our economy. I'm very bullish about our economy. I see some of the macro indicators that I think are just fundamentally sound, and we'll talk about those in a little bit. But I do wonder if some people actually read and believe some of the news about the economy that come from people who have an axe to grind, a political angle to propose, and if it makes us feel more negative than we really ought to be. And I want to talk to you about that when we come back after these messages. Okay. Sam Norwood is our guest, folks. He's going to tell us what his folks said. Is business up or down, or is it sideways? Right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC, and we're talking about the report that he's put together from the information that his partner 700 now. When I started working with you guys, you had like 300 partners. Now it's 700. And
we attribute our growth entirely to our presence on your show, Jim.
it's amazing what this show does sometimes. Hey, Sam, what did your respondents give you? What did your partners tell you about the general attitude about business conditions?
They're looking for a little softness. Last month, the month ending at the end of March, as of April 1st, March turned in a little stronger than they had anticipated. But they're saying, well, April and May look a little bit not quite so strong. And the way we see this statistically is there is a rise in the number of in the percentage of our respondents saying things look better, but there's a larger percentage rise in those who are saying things look worse, looking out the next 60 days. And so that ratio makes it as though, and when we believe this, that there's a little downward slope in the rate of increase. It's good, but not so good. And that may seem a little mealy mouth to describe it in this way, but it is. That's just the way it is. There's an increase in the number that things are looking better, but there's an increase in the number who are. I think that things are looking worse. Looking out,
are you able, Sam, to see if these are sector type of responses?
Well, we do look at the sectors, and by the way, service sector is the strongest, and as you probably would guess. Construction is weak.
Right.
But construction is not just weak, kind of weak. Construction is really horrible.
Really?
Not just
residential.
And not just residential. It's hit the commercial and industrial now. In our survey, I have not seen the construction or any other major sector ever be this low.
Really?
And so what's happening, I think, is that some service industries are doing percolating along pretty well, and other industries like construction and construction-related, which may spill over into large appliances and may spill over into other things, automobiles, other large purchases, are not doing so well. So that mixed bag is problematic. Nevertheless,
the good news, though, if there is anything in there, and I'm trying to play the Pollyanna Glad game here a little bit, I guess, Sam.
Yep.
The good news is that you do have some sectors that are looking upward, and so that tells me that even though we got maybe a little disease in the body here, it's not like we're having it's not like we've fallen off a cliff or anything.
No, not at all. In fact, if you saw the employment report that came out a few days ago, The employment report was very strong, stronger than most anticipated, and frankly, a bit stronger than what our survey would have indicated in terms of the number of additional people going on the payroll. We don't measure it in the same way, but we do look at employment. We ask our folks, employment, looking out the next 60 days, do you think things will get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And ours said stay about the same, stay about the same. But last month, employment was really pretty strong. Another thing in our survey that was strong was commitments to capital expenditure projects. And that bodes well because it's an indication that businesses are looking out to the future with some confidence. And see, Sam,
those are some of the fundamentals that I look at as an amateur economist, a frustrated economist maybe, that tell me that you know the underlying fundamentals of the economy are good. I mean, the number I saw was like 180,000 jobs or something like that in March, and they revised upward by 30,000 each the months of January and February.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you got that many people being hired across the board, and you realize this economy has grown over 7 million jobs in the last 4 years, that's pretty fundamentally sound, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the question in people's minds, and this does not come out in our survey because we only look out 60 days, but the economists, and this gets off a little bit from exact survey, but the economists are saying, well, you know, if first housing went down, now the subprime mortgages are in trouble. And the question is, how much of our economy has been stimulated by people refinancing their homes and spending that money? And we don't know exactly, but if that should all dry up precipitously, then it could make a difference looking out several months. But a forward indicator is the stock market. Stock market is right there doing pretty well. It's hanging in there. So our overall judgment is we see some segments that are having a real struggle. It's picking at the edges, let's say, and the middle is getting squeezed where there are many segments. And let's talk about regions for a moment.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We got to take a quick break. We're going to pick right back up where Sam left off. We're also going to talk about order backlogs. That's not exactly good news this time. But in general, the economy's, I think we got a little caution here in the economy, it looks like, from Sam's report. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of time.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and use all the other things that are there, including my blog, which you can find right there on the homepage, and we'll send it to you if you want us to. Sam Norwood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Sam is senior partner, I should say, over at Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us what Tatum does.
Tatum is an organization with partners and other professionals who provide leadership services to companies, large, small, and medium-sized all across the country in various functions, primarily financial and information technology. We do projects, and we fulfill the function of a chief financial officer and a chief information officer. But we also go in and do projects to help businesses on a temporary basis with specific needs only for a temporary period of time. So of our folks, we're in 30 markets across the country and serving virtually every major business segment. And
they can find out more about you at Tatum LLC.
Sure.
Tatum, is it Tatum.com or TatumLLC.com?
TatumLLC.com, and there they can also find the result of our survey and find out the details of who our partners are and what our services are and how to be in touch with the local provider.
These are the same guys who report back to Sam, folks, on his report. Sam, what did they tell you about order backlogs? That doesn't look too good.
No, order backlogs declined, and the outlook for order backlogs declined, and that's a little bit bothersome. We could look at it in a positive way. We could say, well, what's happening is that we've geared up our shipping so that our delivery of services and goods, so that that's what's causing the order backlog to decline. But it also could be a sign of weakness of incoming orders. And we will see how that shakes out. But in the near term, that is we're looking at that right now as a negative indicator. Mm-hmm. There's some positive indicators and some negatives, but that's the most negative that we see right now, order backlogs.
Now, from a capital expenditure standpoint, you were going to talk about that a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's up a little bit, but also sideways a little bit.
Yep. The capital expenditures is an indication of both of confidence and need and opportunity, let's say. And in the past 30 days, our respondents said that the ones who indicated an increase in commitments increased to 32% from 28%. And looking out the next 60 days, those who plan to commit more was about flat with the prior month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at this as a positive, because it means that there's need in terms of capacity, there's opportunity in terms of cost reduction, and there's confidence to go ahead and make commitments because capital expenditures are clearly long-term commitments.
It seems to me that from what I see from your folks, they're telling you what they're experiencing, which is not exactly, you know, rosy, but they're also telling you that they've got underlying confidence that long-term, even though I know you don't go out more than 60 days, it seems to me that they're making decisions that are going out more than 60 days. You were going to talk about regions as we went to the break a minute ago.
Yes, so it's very interesting. In the Midwest, our indications are that the Midwest is the weakest region, and that is a big manufacturing part. So we're reading that as weakness in manufacturing. The strongest regions are in the Northeast and the Southwest, those are more service-oriented regions, and it's consistent with our reading that services are a stronger part of the economy right now than manufacturing.
Right.
And so it does vary by region, and, of course, it even varies by city within those regions.
But, you know, Sam, as we wrap up here, there are a lot of major influx of industry coming in from other parts of the world into the United States right now. There are steel mills being built by countries in Europe. There are automobile companies from Japan building automobile factories in the United States. There are a lot of people putting money in the United States. There must be something that they know about the future. And those are other things that make me positive about the future for our economy. Hey, Sam, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
All right. Pleasure to be with you. Look forward to next month.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.